Hi, I'm Natalie, and today I'm here with Wilka and Emma, and today we will be introducing our podcast named Baptismal Interviews.
Hi, my name is Emma Bradshaw, and I'm interviewing Jessica Mendiola, a high schooler, about her baptism. Jessica, tell me, what does it mean for you to be able to say that you are baptized?
It means that I am forgiven from original sin.
What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
I associate holy water.
What effect has your baptism had on your life?
Baptism has brought me closer to God.
Have you been a sponsor or a godparent for someone else?
No, I have not.
What does this role of your understanding for its responsibility go with?
It means that I have to guide the person to make good decisions.
Do you feel like you're ready? You were ready for your baptism at the time when you were baptized? Elaborate.
No, because I couldn't make my own decision of what I wanted to do.
How has your faith developed since your baptism?
I have participated in more sacraments such as Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist and Confirmation.
What similarities or differences do you see between an adult and an infant baptism?
They both go through the same process, but adults have the ability to make their own decisions.
How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faith or people of no faith?
It is a sacrament that gets rid of original sin.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Wilka, and I'll be interviewing my sister Carla on her baptism. So, Carla, what does it mean to you to say that you are baptized?
Well, it means that I have been initiated into church and I am free from original sin.
What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
I immediately associate water and the church.
What effects has your baptism had on your life?
I feel that it makes me feel closer to God and more devoted to the church.
Have you been a sponsor or godparent for someone else? What is your understanding of this role and responsibility that goes with it?
Yes, I have been a sponsor for a confirmation. My role is to help guide my goddaughter to set a good example and to make sure that she keeps her connection with her faith.
Do you feel that you were ready for your baptism at the time when you were baptized?
Yeah, I feel like I was ready. I was 7 years old when I was baptized, so I had a good understanding of the sacrament.
How has your faith developed since your baptism?
My faith has developed because I feel like my trust with God has gotten stronger over time.
What similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptisms?
The difference I see is that adults can make the decision of if they want to be part of the church, but infants can't make the decision and aren't aware of what's really happening.
So lastly, how would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths or people that have no faith?
I would explain the sacrament of baptism as a sacrament that initiates you into the church, and it involves holy water, which purifies you and removes original sin.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my baptism podcast with my special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Vanessa, and I am 32 years old.
I'm going to be asking you a couple questions about baptism. First question, how old were you when you were baptized?
6 years old.
What does it mean to you to say that you are baptized?
It means that my parents took the initiative to bless me and to give my life to Jesus and introduce me to my faith.
Nice. What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism?
Blessings, love, holy water, faith.
Okay. What effect has your baptism had on your life?
I think the effect it had on me was that I feel more spiritual. I feel as though my parents introduced me to faith and to pray, and that I lead a more spiritual life because of it.
And why did you think it was important for you to baptize your daughter?
Because I feel that it's made me more spiritual, and I really wanted something very similar for you. I wanted you to have faith and be a religious person and be a spiritual person.
Okay. And have you been a sponsor or godparent for someone else? What is your understanding of this role and the responsibility that goes with it?
Unfortunately, I have not been a sponsor or godparent, but I know that the responsibilities that it entails is basically showing the child your faith and giving them a lot of love and guiding them through God and Jesus, and just basically being the second parent figure in teaching them faith and religion.
Okay. And do you feel you were ready for your baptism at the time when you were baptized?
I don't necessarily think I was ready or not. Most children or most people baptize their children very young, at baby infants, so that they can, you know, give the whole child a blessing as soon as they're quote unquote saint or with no sins. But I was 6 years old, and I understood that what I was doing, why they were doing it, and we would pray. And even though I was little, I feel like I knew how to pray, and I knew that it was the right thing to do and that I was doing the right thing.
And how has your faith developed since your baptism?
It has made me more spiritual, more involved in my faith. I mention it all the time. I pray all the time. I feel very spiritual because of it.
Okay. And what similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptisms?
Similarities would be that that's all the same thing. You're still doing the same thing. You're still getting holy water and giving the sacrament, whether your parents are doing it for you or you're doing it. But as an adult, I feel like you are way more into it, and you're doing it by choice, so it becomes a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe more devoted, more of a devoted Catholic and spiritual in on another level.
And last question, how would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths or to people of no faith?
I think I would explain it in the sense that we get baptized because that is what Jesus did, and it's something that symbolizes our Christianity and how we would like to continue to lead our lives in faith and in love and in being good people. And it symbolizes just that you are giving yourself and your life and your all to God.
Thank you for those amazing answers and for participating in my baptism podcast. Have an amazing day, Vanessa.
Thank you.
We see how people of different ages embrace being a child of God and how you can be blessed by God's grace. For example, being a sponsor is a way you can show that you are being a child of God. It shows what they know about God's grace and how it is given through living water.
Bye, thanks for listening.